Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Monday. What I heard is that everybody was taking Tuesday off, like they were giving the kids in school Tuesday off. Isn't that crazy? Man, fired up. Yeah, so yeah, what they said was is they were giving November 1st a holiday for the kids to be out of school. A lot of places were saying, hey, you know, Monday is Halloween, trick-or-treat and everything, so we're going to give kids the Tuesday off, November 1st. I thought that was weird. I don't know about all that. That's just, I don't know. We never had days off, man. If it fell on a, Halloween sometimes fell on a Thursday or on a Tuesday night instead of go to school the next day. What are you going to do, you know? These days, shoot, man, trick-or-treating is done before even the sun goes down because some places it's just too damn dangerous to get out there with children when it gets dark. You know, the funny thing is when they create electricity and they started talking about, like, street lights and putting lights everywhere in the city, they said, oh, it'll cut down on crime. I don't know if it did or not. Really? You think it did? Nah, people don't care. Yeah, people don't care about that crap. So, yeah, that's it. This is Redneckinize Radio. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. We're doing all kinds of great things here, talking about, you know, what's going on in the trucking industry. What I heard, what I saw, was that they said that the truck and car and truck prices are finally going to start to go down. And that was weird because I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But then... Also, we found out, looks like an article from CDLLife.com. CDLLife.com is one of the great people that that we look to get support. They've got an article that came in on Friday afternoon that says avoid Interstate 40 at the Tennessee-North Carolina border for the next few years. So right there, the gorge is what we always called it going through right there. There's been a lot of rock slides in the past. Looks like they're going to be a major construction going on there. So what we usually do is you go up 81 and you hit Bristol, and then you hit 26 and take 26 down into North Carolina, and then it'll hook you back to the other side of 40. So that's really, you know, either that or you go down through Alabama or Chattanooga, go through Chattanooga. And sometimes that can take a long way too. That's still a big, pretty big hill. There's not too many huge mountains passes that you have to cross there on 26. It's an up and down, but it's not like a, you know, it doesn't make the title of songs, and there's no really cool nickname for going across 81 over the 26. It's just a lot of road, and that's probably going to be the best way to get around it. Like I said, unless you take 75, which if you're on I-40, and let's say you're on I-40 and you're going to Georgia, where you're going to go down, you're going to take 75. If you're going to go down into South Carolina, you might even take 75 all the way to Atlanta and then cut across and go back up to Augusta that way. But really, it's if you're going into North Carolina, Interstate 40, North Carolina, then you got to go up into Virginia and over to Bristol, 26, back down. That's the best way to go. If you're just going into North Carolina, going straight I-40, straight over, just go up 81, continue up 81 to 26 and take 26 back down. And it's not that far out of the way, considering that if the construction was really, really bad, then it would be, a major issue with, it's going to take longer. I mean, some drivers even said with any kind of minor construction through the gorge, whether it's down to one lane for just maybe a mile or two, it might even be still quicker to go up 81 to 26 just because of the slower traffic. Remember, for a while there, it was always like only 50 miles an hour through the gorge for big trucks, and you had to stay in the right lane. You couldn't get in the left lane. It was like there was a left lane restriction. So all that kind of stuff you had to watch out for. So a lot of drivers, because they didn't want to fool with it, you know, especially in the wintertime, just go up 81 over to 26. And that was the best way to get around it. So anyway, we'll talk about that too. Give us a holler. Like I said, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And don't forget to go subscribe to our Facebook page, Instagram account, Twitter account. We might be on Twitter more. Looks like the sale finally went through on that. So look forward to doing that, doing some business on Twitter. And don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. You can find links to all those at redneckandeyes.com. And we appreciate everybody checking out that website. One of the great sponsors I like to mention on there is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those are the great guys that they clean or they replace the DPF filters. They have all the filters for all the different size engines. If you got a pickup truck with a diesel and you need some parts for that, they can handle that too. They're getting into more and more parts, more and more service advisories, where it's just knowledge. They got a lot of knowledge, and it's what it is if you, let's say you want to work on your truck yourself, but you don't really understand the technology of the newer, filters and SCR units and all that stuff. You know, that's where this is where these guys, they can talk about that stuff for you, and you can check them out. DPFregeneration.com. You overnight them the filter, they clean it in a thorough lab where it's clean, and then they overnight it back to you. That's awesome. But they also have a lot of networks where they know, they can tell you who to call and all that kind of stuff, and it's great. And that's DPF Regeneration. Give them a holler at dpfregeneration.com. Make sure you let them know you appreciate all their support, Redneck and Ice, because we really do appreciate them. So let's get back into it, and let's have some fun. So, yeah, this is Redneck and Ice Radio. Check us out. Like I said, give us a holler, 515-602-9731. We'll see you in a bit.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being a supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
What's going on, everybody? This is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Give us a call at 515-602-9731. It's All Things Trucking and Then Some, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a holler. We're getting into November. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Appreciate everybody joining along now that. And don't forget, it's Daylight Savings Time coming up this weekend. So you got one more week left of Daylight Savings Time. Oh, damn. Let's see here. There we go. So, yeah, my camera's not working right now. I have to take a break and come back from that. But, yeah, just check us out. YouTube. We're also on YouTube Live right now. Appreciate everybody listening along. And, like I said, don't forget to go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. So, one of the things that I like to get into, before I go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at LTRtransportation.com. That's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. We appreciate all their support. Like I said, you can check them out at LTRtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. And I was looking at trucking news, and the top result, it came out Friday. And, of course, it's still the top result. And you know why it's top result? Because it is hilarious. I hope, let's see. Well, you know what? I didn't even read the article, so maybe it's not funny. But I was seeing if there was any video, but there's not. That's probably why it got clicked the most, too, because the article here. So they say there is a. So what happens is that a big truck, gunfire exchange between trucker and motorist in Kansas City road rage incident. And yeah, that's pretty outrageous, you know. And there was a picture, but I don't know if that's a real picture or not. And then this is just, yeah, this is just a photo. So this is not even, yeah, this is just a photo. And they're trying to send out an alert. So it's the Missouri State Highway Patrol says road rage with shots fired at 11:35 today. A shooting occurred on Interstate 35 southbound near Brighton Avenue and Northeast Chateau, Freeway. It says a driver of a black with red striped Dodge Charger with unknown temp tags and a semi-truck driver exchanged gunfire, possibly after stopping along the highway. It says the driver of the Dodge Charger fled the scene and exited onto Chateau Thruway while traveling northbound. The semi-driver remained at the scene and was unharmed. If anyone witnessed this incident and can further identify the fleeing suspect, please call. And no other information off the Twitter deal from the Missouri State Highway Patrol. It's a, yeah, it's MS is the Twitter handle. But, and then see what, and then see, so what you got to watch out for on CDL Life, which, you know, it's great. You know, it's one place where you can go get all the headlines. Pretty much the report that they wrote out on their website is just repeating whatever they said on the other, you know, it's a Twitter deal. So, you know, they just kind of wrote it up, and it was on Friday at 11:30 a.m. It says a local outlet reports that the driver of the black Dodge says driver of the charge pulled out in front of the semi truck and slowed, forcing the truck driver to halt on the interstate. So they might have known each other. Says a person exited the Dodge while the truck driver exited the cab of the semi. The two people exchanged gunfire. The black car then fled the scene while traveling northbound. Says the truck driver wasn't injured, but the Missouri Highway Patrol said that the truck was full of bullet holes. But, I mean, so did the truck driver say he shot one of the guys? I mean, there's nothing about that. I want to know what was in the truck. Maybe they were trying to steal something. Maybe the truck driver was up to no good. That's the other thing too. You never know. He might have been hauling. He might have been muling. You know, we watched that movie, The Mule, with Clint Eastwood, and it's Kansas City is like right. You know, that's where you if you're going to Chicago, from El Paso or somewhere around the border, Kansas City would be a good city to drive right straight through, you know. So you never know about that. But, I mean, that's could have been. That's what they could have been. Temp tags could have been the cartel coming into the city and paying cash for a brand-new car just because they thought it was cool, you know. I mean, we've seen the movies. We know what's up. Share the information. They probably don't want to share too much information. They say, oh, it's because of investigative purposes, and they don't want to say, you know, these movies get it right every time. It's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, ain't no telling what the truck driver was hauling, if it was just a random deal or if it was truly a road rage. I mean, they say road rage. We don't know. I mean, we just know what they're telling us. You know, like I said, I think maybe the trucker knew him, or they knew the trucker, one of the two, or both, and it was some kind of, you know, problem between illegal activity, or it could have been an actual robbery where they wanted to steal what was in the truck. They knew that the truck had something in it. You know, maybe it had TVs in it. Maybe it had, you know, something in it that he wanted that was worth stealing. You know, something like that. Road rage. I mean, you know, you never know. People are crazy. That's why I say just don't even pull over. I never pull over. You know, people get mad at me. They can just go on, you know, because chances are they probably did something stupid, you know, to get pissed off at me anyway, driving down the road. But, yeah. I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. And, yeah, you know, it's one of those things. So, like I said, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. You can go download their app from your app store and check them out. It's pretty cool. You can search freight. You can book freight. It's one of those deals where you can book freight. They got brokers on there, you know. You know how we feel about brokers, but if you're an independent and you're looking for a place to look for freight, Trucker Tools is one of those places. And but if you're not, if you're just like maybe leased to a carrier and you're hauling their freight, or and they even may say, hey, I know you're leased to this carrier, but we authorize you to go find your own freight. Boom, go with Trucker Tools. Or if you're just a company driver, download the Trucker Tools app. They can help you plan your route. You look for truck stops, parking. They even have parking where you can find parking spots, and they also have where you can find Walmarts and stuff like that. So check them out. Like I said, truckertools.com. Download the app from your app store, and I appreciate all their support, Redneck and Eyes. So hang tight here, Redneck and Eyes Radio, and we'll be back in a second.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Hey Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Neck and Eyes Radio. We're here back. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. You can also check us out. We're on Redneck and Eyes Live right now. And always try to give a shout-out. There's Chris. He's always checking us out. A good fan of the show. Appreciate all the support that he's been giving us and all you other listeners out there. Appreciate going on. We were last week. I took Friday off from the show because I was over at the dealership test riding the electric motorcycles, the Livewire, which they're separating themselves now. They no longer put Harley Davidson on the side of the bike, like on the tank, where they're putting – it's just all Livewire. So it's separate now. But it's still sold at the Harley dealership. So check them out if you're interested in that. They're pretty cool to ride. I wouldn't probably want to own one unless I had a bunch of money to throw away because I'd rather have a, you know, regular bike. So – but if I had money to burn and if I wanted to buy a bunch of bikes and, you know, pick whatever I wanted, you know, if I was one of them, if I won the lottery, I'd get one just to have it. It's a lot of fun. Get a couple and just you and a friend say, hey, let's go riding. Let's go riding and make no noise. It's just pretty cool. So like I said, check us out, 515-602-9731. Be a part of the show. Just hit one. So let's go. Let's check it out. What do you got, my friend?
Hey, my friend, it's Chris from
hey, there he is.
You know what, my friend, I have a question because, you know, a couple of weeks ago I heard about the diesel fuel shortage and stuff, and now, you know, it's kind of been picking up a little bit more, and I know earlier when I heard it on, I heard on the news and stuff, but that was on the radio and stuff, and I'm kind of like thrown back by that. So they, at least according to earlier, they said there's only enough diesel fuel to last us into the week of Thanksgiving and stuff. So I wanted to see what you thought about that, or if you've heard anything different that might not be, you know, that the news might not be sharing with us.
Well, looks like to me that it's only been like one company that's been claiming that, and that's it. And the problem is that like Fox Business and Forbes and all that is like running with it when it really hasn't been the community or the government. It's just been like one company says they're short, and I don't know if it's just one company or if a bunch of different people, because it says Mansfield Energy, which I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Different area, but they say that they're doing it. And it says they said Alert Friday that they have
you're
a
now open for business and need to move fast.
I don't need
choose
that.
From thousands of canvas.
The internet just starts playing videos, but it says okay. So now it says southeastern region of the United States.
Yeah.
And it says the company speculated that the shortage could be generated from poor pipeline shipping economies and the historically low supply of diesel reserves. So, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of these companies, they figure out a way to do it. If there's a pipeline shortage, well, then that means they're just going to have to start using a truck. They're just going to start hauling it by truck, you know. So,
right.
And that just probably means that the price might go up because going by truck is more expensive. So I can see that. The price is going up, but I don't see us running out of diesel.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I found a 2000 Freightliner Classic XL because I'm kind of getting tired of doing the company thing. Unfortunately, the company I'm working for right now, I only worked for 6 hours today, my friend, and then last week I only had a total of 34 hours, and I was like, man, this is unacceptable because, you know, I got my rent due right now.
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
Barely, and this is a second month straight. So it happened last month, and now it happened again this month, where at the end of the month, there's no work. And I'm like, man, I really need the hours at the end of the month and the beginning of the month, because I got my rent, and then I got my personal truck payment and stuff. And I was like, man, this is really ridiculous that I keep on that 2 months in a row that this has happened and stuff. And so I was like, you know what, you know, I, I, I've been looking, you know, doing the owner operator thing, you know, hauling the containers and everything. But then I was like, what I heard on the news earlier about the diesel fuel, I was like, man, I said, here I'm thinking of wanting to get my own truck. And yeah, I saw earlier a 2000 Freightliner Classic XL the owner is selling it for 37 and stuff. And I was like, well, that's not too bad. And it looks like he did some work on the suspension. All good. All of the tires all 10 tires are in like very good shape. They have perfect knobs on them, so I wouldn't have to worry about tires for at least for a little bit and stuff. And but then I was like, man, what if they come out? Yeah, the week of Thanksgiving, say, hey, we don't have that much diesel fuel, and I can only imagine the lines for it. And I said, and then that's going to put me in a predicament if I look into purchasing a truck and then having no darn fuel. And so
right.
Put me in a hole.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, that's what I mean. I can see, I don't see it running out completely. I can see some stations like saying, hey, we ran out today because we didn't have, you know, because what happens is if there's a pipeline down, then they're going to have to use the trucks to move the fuel between the stations. Well, then the little gas station is going to be out. So you probably won't have a shortage at a TA or a Pilot or something like that. You might have a shortage at some of these little smaller fuel stops, depending on where it's at. But the biggest problem, I think, that we're going to see is just the economy is just going to take a turn, man. You're going to be finding work might be really hard because with these – what I suspect could happen, and this is like best case scenario, is that once the Republicans sweep through the House and the Senate and get control of the Congress again, then you're going to start seeing them do pro-business legislation and try to get Biden out of the way. Because really what they're doing is that they're creating incentives. The incentives to invest are gone. Like nobody's investing. Sure. All the big money people are holding their money. And, you know, he came out today talking about how Wall Street runs everything. Yeah, Wall Street does run everything. But they got the money. I mean, that's just bottom line. You ain't gonna hide that. You can't change that. You know, I mean, investment is what happens. You know, like a lot of these companies, like Twitter, they don't make any money. The only reason why they make money is because people buy the stock. That's the only reason. But anyway, I was going to tell you, too, so that truck, it's got a Series 60 Detroit.
You know, I would assume so and stuff. And yeah, it looks in pretty decent shape.
That's the most important thing is having a 12.7 Series 60 pre-emission, you know, with no restrictions on the EGR. Because a lot of them, he might not have the DPF filter, but he's got the EGR cooler, and that'll cause problems. So the big thing is the engine and the driveline, the transmission. You know, tires. Tires are going to need to be replaced anyway. The transmission, if you can, you know, you don't want to, what you don't want to do is you don't want to put a, I mean, that's 30, if you say 30 flat, 30, 37.
Yeah, he's selling it for 37.
Okay. I don't know, man. I tried to get him down a little bit. That still seems pretty high to me. I don't know. It's an older truck. I would make sure if he's got any kind of proof that he did any kind of rebuilds, if he maybe rebuilt the transmission or maybe rebuilt the rear ends. Or definitely rebuild the engine at some point. Find out how many miles are on the rebuild. So that way you know.
Okay.
Because chances are the engine's been overhauled already where it's got it got new pistons, new head and everything. You just want to know when.
Yeah.
How long ago. You know, so that's what you want to know.
Yeah.
You know, the miles itself, you know, if it's never been rebuilt, then that's way too high. Because if it's a 2000, well, how many miles are on it? Do you know?
You know, I just took pictures. I got the phone number. I was gonna reach out to him to whoever's selling it earlier. But he kind of has it in the back of this like small shopping center, and I just noticed it because I was just driving down the street, and then I looked over, and then I saw it and stuff. And I was like, let me check it out. And
I'll tell you what, man.
Most
of all the people that I know that look at trucks, when you go to buy a truck, and you know, if you're like Greg on here, he calls in a lot. You hear him on here. I mean, he works on his own truck. He's been working on his own trucks for years. He might buy a truck on a whim just because he knows that if anything breaks, he can fix it himself. The problem is that you know, if you're not that type like that, you know, no. If you can do some maintenance but not major maintenance, you want to do a lot of digging on the history of that truck. That's what you want to do. And it might even take you 2 or 3 weeks to find that information out, you know. So, I mean, if he's just having it sitting back there, he's not in a hurry to sell it. So if he was in a hurry to sell it, he'd be trying to sell it. So I'd take your time.
Right.
Maybe you can get him down a little bit because, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's in a hurry. And the way we're seeing right now, the economy's coming. So, you know, the prices may be coming down anyway. So, you know.
Right.
Keep.
That's why I wanted to reach out to you, my friend, because I said I'm barely at like 2.5 years, and I said I'm going to reach out to my friend on YouTube, and I'm going to ask him, hey, you know, I saw this truck earlier, and I'm just like curious on, you know, on the train, because everything that I was looking on the truckpaper.com and everything on there, I did find a 2015 Mac, a 10 speed, and it has 130 on it, like just over 130 and stuff. And they wanted 65 for that. And I was like, oh, and it's a day cab, you know, a white one, white in color and stuff. And, you know, it looked pretty good shape and stuff. And then I was like, for 65, I didn't think that was that bad, you know, because given that it's a 15 and then it has like 130,000 on it, and then being a 10 speed and stuff, I was like, I could definitely work with something like that. But but my problem is I don't got 65,000 sitting in my pocket.
Exactly. Yep. And I'll tell you what, man, you can go find some older, cheaper trucks, even if you could pay cash for a truck. Let's say, you know, I don't know if you're whatever, but if you can pay 10 grand for a truck and that truck only lasts you for a year, but for that year you didn't have a truck payment at all, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So, you know, think about that stuff too. It's about how long will that truck last before you got to put a bunch of money into it. And then the thing it is, though, is if you do have to get a loan, well, then you don't want that loan to go over that time that it would take you, you know, like say, if you speculate that truck will last you 3 years, well, then you don't want a loan more than 3 years because then you'll be down, and you want to make sure that you can afford the repairs once it's required, because that's what's going to get you. That's what got me. What got me was that. When it came down to do the big repair, I couldn't get it. I couldn't afford to get it done because I was too over the top on owing money on the truck. So
I found a place that I could lease on with, and they have a couple of routes for owner operators hauling the containers and stuff and everything, and they say you can make per week from 62 up to 8, and I was like, okay, well, that's not that bad, and I have all my endorsements, so that's where I was like, okay, if I have all my endorsements, and maybe if I could get a few hazmat and stuff, and that'll be, you know, to my benefit and help me, you know, to be able to make a little bit more and stuff. But then I said, you know what, but I know I can't, whatever I make per week, I know I can't keep all that for myself. I can only give myself so much, so I don't get taxed the hell out of it at the end of the year and stuff.
Well, no, what you're going to have to do is you got to make sure that you make enough to set aside where it could be for maintenance, because it's going to happen. I mean, you know, and it's kind of one of them things where you've got a budget for routine maintenance with oil changes and maybe even some tires that, you know, you might lose a tire. You might have to replace a tire. You might get a flat tire, blow it, whatever. You got to have that set aside, you know, for whatever happens. I mean, a bird could fly and knock one of your mirrors off for all you know, stuff like that. Because your deductible on your insurance is not going to cover those little minor repairs that got to be done. So you got to take care of that stuff. But also, you got to set another kind of money, a different account or a different budget for the big stuff down the road. So that's going to have to build up over time to where you know that at the end of 6 months, if some major work needs to be done, then you got the cash set aside for that. And that's the hard part. Because you can't predict that stuff, you know, the major
right.
work. But you got to, all you can do is you could say, hey, when it comes down, you know, I know that it's got, you know, 300,000 on the miles now, or it's going to need an overhaul and another 300,000. So that means in another 3 years, I'm going to have to put about 10 grand or 15 grand back into it. You got to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
So, yep.
See, that's where I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gradually trying to ease my way in, so in that way I don't want to you know what it is, my friend, I don't want to fail, right? And stuff, because I know failure can happen to anybody, and then especially in my case it does happen. And stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can only keep part of the money for myself, and then the rest I have to set to the side, because yeah, for repairs and then all these companies around here in the Norfolk area, Portsmouth and stuff, they'll give you a gas card and stuff, and then just at the end of the week, whatever you make, they deduct the fuel that you
right.
that you had used from
yep, that's
from,
normal.
From what
yep.
you made.
Yeah,
so,
and what it is that it's all about the value of the fuel too, because a lot of those gas cards give you discounts. When they give you the company gas card, you want to make sure you get the discount that you're not paying for the fuel. That's what you got to look out for. So that's pretty normal. So you want to make sure that's in there. But getting your own gas card's not that hard either. So that's you know, six one way, half dozen the other. A lot of people tell you it's bad or good or whatever, but it's pretty typical that you get issued a gas card. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where I was very curious. But you know what, my friend, I appreciate you. So I'm gonna give this whoever's selling this truck. And I wanted to find out. For some reason, I said when I was in CDL school, I know I learned on an old International that had 1.2, and it was like a 2002, I think it was. It was a 10 speed and, you know, sleeper and all that stuff, and it was a truck that was just, you know, ran up and down the road, and it wasn't going to be running up and down the road any longer,
right.
and stuff.
Yep.
So I was like, but you know, but for something like this, I said I don't want super high miles, but if all else fails, you know, I want to make sure I get into something that can last me, that I can get me up and going, and then maybe in a year I can say, you know, have money set to the side, and then after paying myself so much, and then go ahead and get into something better, and then if anything, hopefully I can sell whatever I get the first time around to at least try to recover part of the money or whatever.
And so just the biggest
advice
I can give you, don't get into a hurry. Don't think you got to make a move right away. Do a lot of digging on the truck, you know. And in fact, if you got some pictures, or if you go there again, get the hood open, take some pictures of the engine, make sure you get the mileage and all that stuff like that. Take good pictures of the drivetrain, try to crawl up under there and look at the transmission and the rear end. Hey, if you need any help, just send those pictures to our email, that redneckandeyes@usa.com, and we'll get Greg to look at them, because Greg knows what he's talking about.
Oh, you know what, my friend? Thank you. Thank you so much. Then, I'm gonna call him tomorrow when I get off. When I get off work, I only have a couple of runs again, which is really, really bugging me. But yeah, I figure I can go, and then from my work to where the truck is, it's like 10 minutes away. So yeah, then the email is redneckandeyes@usa.com.
That's right.
Okay, then my friend, you know what, and Mr. Ed, thank you so much, brother. I really do appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, bud.
So then you have a good night, my friend. Don't work too hard. Stay safe out there, and then I'll give you guys a call tomorrow. Are you going to be on tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow for sure. Probably not Thursday or Friday, because I got stuff going on for the Harleys. But yeah, we're going to be here.
Okay, then perfect. Then my friend, then I'm gonna continue to listen to the show tonight. But then I'll reach out to you tomorrow after I take a look at this thing, and then I'll email some pictures as soon as I get them.
No problem.
All right, then, and my friend, then God bless you, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow, then my friend.
Sounds good. All right, now.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye now. Good deal. I don't know if Robbie had, whoop, no, there he goes. Robbie, you got something to say? He left the line. Are you gone? He might have hit the one by mistake. Robbie did. Anyway, but yeah, that's kind of what we do. You know, we got to help each other out as truck drivers, because it's no, you know, they're all trying to take us. They're all trying to take our money. They're all trying to talk us in. You know, they tell us, you know, I mean, it's just like right now with all this open enrollment stuff happening. You see these commercials talking about how if you're a senior and you're on Medicare, you know, you need to call, because there might be stuff you're getting that you deserve. You're supposed to get it, but you don't. And I don't understand that. I thought the politicians said they were going to take care of seniors and Medicare was not going to be touched. But it looks like the insurance companies won again, because, you know, they're telling you to call, and then they say, well, you get this here for extra money, or, you know, whatever. Or if you get this, you know, they're saying we can get money back into your check or back into your Social Security check and all that. And it's like, to me, I don't know. I don't trust anybody trying to sell me something. If you're trying to sell me something, you know, nowadays, you know, if you're trying to sell me something, then what's your angle? And what, you know, if you're trying to tell me it's good for me, you know, what do you get out of it? And what's your deal? And what do I get and what do I don't get and all that stuff? I think that it's just one of those things where it's in this day and age, we can't trust anybody, you know? So we got to help each other, because you can't trust, you know, even this guy trying to sell this truck, he could be lying, you know, he don't have any proof, you know, receipts that he's gotten the truck overhauled or anything like that, but he's probably going to say, yeah, the truck's been overhauled. It got overhauled at, you know, whatever mileage or whatever, and whatever date, whatever month and year, whatever. I said, where's the paperwork? Oh, I don't have it. Well, then how can I trust that? You know, that kind of thing. So that stuff, you know, this day and age, we have to help each other. We have to protect each other and tell each other, listen, if they don't have paperwork on that truck to prove that truck's been well-maintained, or if it got rebuilt or anything, then that truck's crossed off the list of trucks to consider. And, you know, and then they want to try to put a good price on it, a premium price. And to me, the 37 for a classic, that's a premium. You know, so we gotta, you know, you gotta watch out for that kind of stuff too. And I don't know. I sometimes we gotta be careful in this day and age. You know, I was just talking about with some friends of mine this weekend, is that this day and age, you know, morality has been taken out of everything, and you've got actual the younger generations voting for Democrats, supporting socialism or communism, because they say that the free market system is hurting people, and the free market system is not helping people. Free market system has helped people more than anything that any other economic system has helped in the years before. It's the history of the world, the best thing ever. Problem is, the reason why the free market appears to not work for a lot of people is because the lack of morality. We've taken morality out of the free market. If you walk up to a person and you want to buy something from them, you're supposed to trust them that they're giving you the best products, you know. And the problem is we've taken morality out of it. So the obligation for that person to provide you with a good product, he's out the door. His sense of morality is gone. He has no morals when it comes to, I don't care what I sell them, as long as they give me money. You know, I can sell them rotten tomatoes. You know, I don't care. Because I need to make money, and I have this stuff to sell, and they need tomatoes, and I can make them look like good tomatoes, you know, stuff like that. We just have to know. We got to bring it back. You got to want to, you know, today, my hope message for today from Billy Graham was about the, like, missionary. So he was telling a story, and it's talking about how, you know, what is your job? What is your obligation to serve, right? And so there was a missionary going to, like, the Philippines or whatever, and there was this oil company back in the 30s or whatever. They were like a lamp oil company, and they were wanted to expand their market into the Philippines, where this missionary was going. So they offered this missionary $10,000 to sell their oil to the Philippines. He turned it down. They raised it to $25,000. He turned it down. And he says, and then they said, okay, well, how about $50,000 to sell our product in the Philippines? He said, no, I don't want to do that. And they said, hey, what's the problem? He says, your price is fine. He said, but your product is not the job. The job of selling your product is not what my purpose is. My purpose is to be a missionary, to bring the word of God to people that need it. He said, but your selling oil is not the job. That's below me. I don't sell oil to people. I sell the word. And it's one of those things where you got to consider to yourself what's more important to you. And the money, sometimes the money isn't always the best thing. You know, doing a good job, just like our friend Chris here talking about how, you know, he's trying to make a better living for himself by becoming an owner-operator. Sometimes becoming the owner-operator isn't what fulfills you, you know, to be more successful, to be less stressful and all that. I mean, it comes at a price. Being more successful comes with more stress, comes with more work. So to be more successful, you got to endure that. And a lot of people feel more fulfillment. A lot of times, maybe you get more fulfillment and maybe not make as much money being an owner-operator. You know, I'm okay not making that much more money, but I'm my own boss. I own my own truck. See, there's a balance there. So you have to find that in each and every person's different. So you have to find that. You have to find the balance. Am I a better company driver than I am an owner-operator? Am I a better owner-operator than I am a company driver? That's kind of how we are recognized. There's a bunch of us that are just all together. We all think the same way. We all have the same messages to people about what we do. We've got former truck drivers turned into load agents, owner-operators turned into company drivers. We got long-life owner-operator, second-generation owner-operator. You know, we got owner-operators, new owner-operators, you know, company drivers turn owner-operators. So it's a big, huge system that we've got just friends that we talk to in each other, and we try to reach out whenever we can to talk to each other about, you know, what's best for each person. And it's your decision. You need to make decisions. All we can tell you is that this is what happens. When I did my thing, this is what happened to me. When they did their thing, this is what happened to them. And that's all we can tell you. And that's the best thing I think about Redneckanize all the time. When I think about Redneckanize is that there's a lot of people out there, a lot of companies, a lot of advice, a lot of YouTube channels, websites, and they're telling you this is the way you got to do it. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know what the best way for you is. I don't. You have to figure that out. All I can tell you is this is what happens when I did it. This is what happens when they did it. Exactly like that. So you get to make the decision. It's just all we can do is tell you the truth about our experiences. And that's the big thing, you know, and of course, you know, about the government, about what we think about what's going on in the world, you know, all we can do is give you our opinion. You know, I mean, I think the news media would probably get a lot more credibility if they just said that, if they get up there on the TV every night and tell you, you know, I don't have all the facts. These are the only facts that I can give you. Anything else, I made up. You know, I don't have the whole story. And a lot of people say, well, you know what? At least what they did say was true, or, you know, and all that. And what we see now is that they omit a lot of truth, and they add a lot of hyperbole and call it fact. And it's ruining the political landscape. It's making us more divided. And this is just what I see from the political shows that I watch. In fact, my podcast consists of a lot of, so during the weekend, I don't really listen to a lot of news because I catch up with everything while I'm driving, and I have the podcast playing on the radio, you know, listening to it as I'm driving. So I get all caught up. Like on Monday nights, usually the best night, and I get caught up on everything. So, and then of course, when I take time off from driving, I lose a lot. So if like during the weekend or like I take vacation, I don't get to listen to the podcast because I don't really put them in my daily routine other than when I'm driving. So yeah, it's hard sometimes. We only got about 10 minutes left here. We're going to probably just wrap it up. And we appreciate everybody calling in, listening in, following along. Like I said, our great sponsors, truckertools.com, LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation, and, of course, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. So what do you guys got going on for Halloween? I'm going to go to a friend's house and have some dinner and then get to work. And I hope everybody's off the road by the time I get out there. And I hope everybody is staying safe out there. Let's see here. Man, what I was going to do. Oh, yeah. I was going through my list of songs here and what song I was going to play. There was a shared video earlier today on the social media. And it was the guy that sang back in 62. Back in 1962, the song Monster Mash was a big hit. And they had the guy on, what's his name? The Dick Clark, the American Bandstand or whatever. And the guy was out there singing. And, you know, back then it was funny because they don't put him like a band in front of a band with a microphone. He's standing there singing, and he's probably lip syncing, but he's acting the whole time, and it's pretty funny. But you know what? I'm gonna see. Maybe I can pull that up. It was on. Well, you know what? I can't find it. Let's just play it. So let's get it going. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't want to do that. We were talking for so long with the music off, and my radio side of it messes up, so I got to reset that. There you go. So, yeah, give us a holler. Next, tomorrow, we'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 5-602-9731. We're here every weekday. I'll probably be off on Thursday and Friday. Maybe come in a little bit on Thursday. But Friday, we're doing the big Harley demo days over here Friday and Saturday at the Corpus Christi Harley-Davidson, where we're going to be test riding the new CVO. Well, it's a 2022 CVOs, lowriders, you know, all the different style bikes. And they've got one of those they got a bunch of Pan Americans over here at this Harley dealership. They're little off-road Harleys. They're 1,100 cc's. They're more of a Europe-style bike. So I'll be test riding that. I've got some video that I'll try to put out where I was riding the electric bikes, and that's pretty fun. So so check it out. Like I said, we're redneckandeyes.com, where you can get all the links to our social media accounts. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. And like I said, we're here. Redneck and Eyes Radio, 515-602-9731, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We can see you guys tomorrow. It caught on in a flash. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chain, back by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5. They played the mash. They played the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They played the mash. It got on in a flash. They played the mash. They played the monster mash. Out.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.